Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 117. As always, T-Unit and Kilo G's on the mic. Guys, today we wanted to talk about a very, very, very important topic for the purpose of growth, expanding, you know, taking the next step in business.
Especially for people that, well, honestly, anybody, right? If you're in a startup phase, though, you need to learn this because
it's hard.
It's hard, dude. And every time, I didn't know it till later, right?
We should keep it a mystery the whole time. Like,
what are we talking about?
The actual topic. Early on, you know, it pertains to everybody. Yeah. We're giving them clues a little bit.
Well, depending on what phase you're at in business, man, like, you know, you can run into, the sooner you figure it out, the better.
Yeah.
But let's be real, man. Like, when you're kind of new in business or even your first few years in business, You say that phrase that everybody says, like, man, every time I take a step forward, it's like two steps back, or every time I take, you know, two steps forward, it's then a step back, and it's just like you feel like you're on this
limbo.
You know, you're on this,
you're just like, you know, Ferris wheel, or yeah, exactly,
whatever they call it, the rat wheel or whatever it is, right?
the hamster wheel, bro.
Gerbil, hamster, same thing. It's just going in circles, right? But at the end of the day, man, what me and Trevor want to talk to you guys about today was you got to be strategic about these step backs because they really are a good thing for growth. For people that don't take steps back in their business, what you're doing is you're creating a ceiling for yourself that you're not going to be able to break through.
Plateau.
Absolutely.
You know, every single time that we've had to look at each other and say, yo, this is the next step in order to grow as a business, it always involves us taking a step backwards financially.
Yep.
You know, whether it's getting a bigger office, we have to cut bigger checks for the security deposit. Mm-hmm. Even when we moved into this office 5.5 years ago, it was nerve-wracking, right?
When you're taking those draws from your business, whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $100,000 a month, you're like, it sucks to take a pay cut for the better growth of your company, whether it is a new building or whether it is, investing in your culture, whether it's...
More marketing, new employees, bigger office. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Any time before growth, there's always a step back. There's a sacrifice that needs to be made. And if you're looking around at your business, you're probably, and it hasn't grown a lot in 5, 6, 7 years. And you're just, again, the hamster wheel aspect where it's just the same thing over and over, groundhog day, groundhog year, more like it, over and over. It's probably you bottlenecking the business because you're not willing to take a step back.
Yes.
That's the truth of it, right? And so you're only one individual, right? And you're not going to be able to do everything. And as you grow, there's going to be more duties. There's going to be more things that need to be addressed. And there's going to be more hands on deck in order to address the issues that ultimately will come up because they will be there. That's business, right?
Absolutely.
And there will be stress, fractures, and cracks as you're growing. And then as you're growing, you need to fill in those cracks with people or money in some cases, right? Whether it's hiring coaches or, you know, that's what we did, right? Mm-hmm. You know, at one point a few years ago, I think we talked about it before on the podcast, we spent a couple $100,000 just in that 1 year between travel, the expense for the coaching, all that. That's money that we could have just taken for ourselves and lived a little bit better.
Exactly.
You know, but we didn't do that. We chose to take a step back, send the money elsewhere, invest into something. In this case, it was us, right? So that we could take 2, 3, 4, 5 steps forward.
Right.
Right. And I think a lot of people are just looking forward, 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 and they're not looking at how to continue to move forward when the reality is you taking a step backwards.
Right.
That's a fact. Whether you need a bigger office, you're going to have to pay yourself a little bit less because we had to furnish this whole new bigger office, all new computers, all new chairs, multiple fridges, the break rooms completely. This was completely different and outside of the norm for, normal for us prior to moving into this office. And now it is just a new normal. But again, these are areas where we had to sacrifice and take a step backwards financially. Yep. And the reason why we're talking about this topic is because just over the last few episodes, you've heard us talk about trying to step away from more of the day-to-day operations and let our leaders step up and run the day-to-day.
Yep.
And solve the problems and lead the culture, right?
What we were talking about right before this episode is a prime example of it, man. It's like, sure, there's going to be some financial stepbacks for us to do that, yes, for us to elevate absolutely these leaders, right? Yeah. And we're going to have to figure out where we're going to have to take cuts in order to elevate their pay as they hit these levels in their business. But besides all the financial part of it, like, you're still stepping back from the control, which is hard for a lot of business owners as well. But then we're also, you know, sometimes you get to a point in your business where you start freeing up some time and you've delegated certain roles and you are still the leader, but now you've got to step back into the rat race a little bit in these other areas of your business, owning it, driving it, and it requires you stepping back into more time, giving up more time, and really helping these guys get to that point so that we can get some time back to focus on these other areas as well. But then we're going to be giving up more time in the new projects, right? And yeah, so you're stepping back on time, you're stepping back of control, you're stepping back financially, and really, I just think it's smart to be strategic about it. Right? Like a construction company. Let's say, man, you go out and you start your construction company. Let's say you're a tree trimming business, right? And you're the best tree trimmer in your area, right? And you get this name. You do all the right things in business. You get this name in your community of like, man, he's the go-to for your tree trimming business. You got a few guys working underneath you. You guys get up, you do a great job trimming trees, but really you're hitting a ceiling until you figure out like, man, I got to get another crew going. In order to get another crew going, you got to get more equipment. You got to get more trucks. You got to get a leader to fill your shoes. And if you haven't been focusing on that leader, you can't really let him step up and you step back from that crew and let him run another crew, right? And so there's really just steps to it, and you got to be strategic about it, because in order for you to break through those ceilings, you have to make these moves. Otherwise, you will hit a ceiling. Because if you're Ron and you own that tree trimming business and you're just like, man, I've got a crew of 3-4 guys. We go out, we crush it. I make $300,000 a year and my business does $1 million a year. You're stuck there because you're only one person. You only have so much time, right? So you really have to be strategic about it instead of like looking down on it. Because I feel like that's what happens. And I did it for a long time. I did it where I was like, man, like, you know, I just feel like I'm always taking these steps back. And then you get back up to even, right? But you just weren't strategic, but you just didn't know. You just weren't developed as a leader, and so, mm-hmm. or just even a business owner. And so, I feel like that's a great, I guess, analogy of looking at it. It's like, man, look at a construction crew. You're at a ceiling until you get another crew going, and it's going to require some step backs in order to get another crew going. Right? Financially, yeah. Time, control, everything. It's your new crew leader. He's going to make mistakes, but eventually, if you got 4 or 5 crews rolling, now you can just kind of drive the business, man. Like you're kind of overseeing these 4 or 5 crews or however big you want to get, right? And you're not actually running one of your crews anymore.
I just think if you're in the day-to-day operations, you're not focused on growth.
Yeah.
And if you're not focused on growth, you're probably not going to grow.
Right.
You're just literally busy with the day's work that's ahead of you.
Yeah.
Or the problems that you're solving that day. And so you get so sucked into the day that you don't get to actually think about where you're wanting to go in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And it's just weird how it does it. It does it just kind of sneaky, right?
Right.
Like you, if you started your business and it's just you and one or two other people, and then you're growing it. And in most cases, when you start a business, you are doing the day-to-day. You are the business, right? Yeah. And so it's hard to know when to really take that step back, right? And I think, you know, you end up 2, 3, 4, 5 years into the business and your role hasn't changed at all. The funny thing is, in business, your employees' roles should continue to change as they've been with you longer and longer and longer, and they should take on more responsibility. They're growing with inside of your company, but you're not. You're stuck doing the same shit over and over and over.
And then what happens, man, is like, not only are you as the owner, when you're at your ceiling, you start becoming unfulfilled, but your employees, they aren't growing because they're stuck in their role because you won't get out of the way so they can take on some of your roles. So now they're unfulfilled and you can't keep employees that way. And that's why it's another good strategy to like, okay, time to go to the next level so I can bring other people up to the next level, because they got to feel that fulfillment of elevating as well, especially if you want to keep them.
Yeah. I mean, for us, I mean, if we each take a couple $100,000 a year, step back from our income and pay other people to start running the businesses and, you know, take care of the day-to-day problems, then what that does is free up our time, as Kel talked about. When our time's freed up, guess what? We can do more for the business. We can be more of a visionary because we're not dealing with day-to-day shit. We can start saying, well, we should try to do this. Maybe we should do this. And then we can meet with our leaders and say, hey, maybe we should go in this direction. We should try this. But you can't have a hub of good ideas in your brain if your brain is busy solving problems.
Right.
So take a step back. Have that 30,000 elevated foot look down on your business and see what's going on. And the only way to have that look is when you're not on the ground doing the work yourself. Yep. So the real question that we have for you guys today is, when's the last time that you took a step back? Whether it is a duty that you have that you trusted somebody else to do. And guess what? Kel talked about, you know, there's going to be mistakes. Guess what? You made fucking mistakes when you became an entrepreneur and you were trying to develop yourself into a good business owner, leader, manager, whatever the situation is.
Right.
So don't expect other people to be able to jump into that role. You give them a couple of tips, little nuggets here and there for them to just put on the Superman cape and be the hero in that department, whatever that department is. It's just not going to happen. Right. Have fucking patience. Work with them through the issues. It takes time to develop leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. And so have somebody be your right-hand person for a period of time. We just went down to Dallas. We flew one of our guys down to Dallas with us, introduced him to all the people that we know. Yo, this is Kaysen. He's going to start, you know, coming down here, networking a little bit. You know, he's going to be an individual that's going to help us go out and get lead accounts, because that's stuff that we do. We're flying all over the place. So let's figure out how to slowly get that off our plate. We didn't just send him alone by himself, say, good luck, see you later. This is a kind of a, you go through a weird, you know, transition phase where it's a slow handoff. It's not like, hey, Kel, you're in charge of this. Good luck, see you later. That's not how it works.
Nope.
The problem with this, though, is you got to kind of pay somebody to be next to you that's really not doing anything or maybe not bringing that much value immediately because they're learning on your dime.
Right.
But in reality, that's still an investment into your future. If your time is that valuable, you should figure out a way to free it up. Mm-hmm. We already know where our time's most valuable. It's being out in the world, communicating with high-level entrepreneurs, individuals that have coaching programs, mentoring programs, sell some sort of business opportunity.
Business
we get a network with
growth.
Them. Correct. Right. We network with them and say, yo, why don't you become an affiliate of Easier Accounting and make more money and service your person? So one, they get a service that they need. And secondly, you get a benefit from it because you get a kickback. And three, we get a new client. Yeah. All three people in that situation have the ability to win. So if we're going to try to grow our company, we can't get stuck in the day-to-day operations anymore, right? And then slowly dip out a couple times a month and try to chase new lead accounts or whatever it is, right? That just, we start getting spread so thin, and we still grow. We're still growing, but not necessarily at the pace that we did for, you know, a couple years there. We had a couple big years where we jumped a lot, and then we're kind of feeling the plateauish feeling, right? The bottleneck feeling of our business. And it's like, that's when you should really take a step back and say, well, what could we do as the owners of the business to take that next step so that we can force a little bit more growth?
Absolutely.
And what it comes down to is, hey, we've had people work for us for 6, 7, 8 years. And they've been with us. They see how we operate, all that. That's the least path of resistance, is to take somebody in our own ecosystem and start developing those people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're in the process of doing right now.
And if you've done a good job as a leader, okay, and you make mistakes as leaders, man. And sometimes you feel like you're probably not being the best leader, but a great telltale sign that you have been a great leader is when you do get to this point and you got somebody like Kaysen, who we took with us, who's also willing to take a step back as well.
Yeah,
he's taking a huge cut in pay to build a new book of business, a whole new area that's unfamiliar with him, because he sees the vision of the long-term gain, right? And it's just the same thing you got to do with your business.
Well, he even said, he's like, look, this year I'll probably make $100,000 less because now I'm developing people that can take over my role as a sales rep, you know, in terms of high level. Right. So now I'm taking all this extra time training people, working with people, developing people. Plus now I'm taking time to go travel to try to figure out what you guys are doing. In other words, us, you know, for the last few years to bring on lead accounts. And so this is important. He has that type of mind where he understands, look, I'm okay taking a step backwards for a year because I'm playing for the the big picture. Right. I'm playing for the next 3 to 5 years. I want to follow that big vision. And if you guys don't have people like that in your organization, then you haven't talked about the big vision enough for them to actually see it, vibe with it, and actually believe in it, right? And so maybe, again, take ownership of that. Are you talking about really where you want to take your business and what you're trying to accomplish, even if it is a fucking tree trimming business and I have one employee that goes to job with me? Hey, Kel, I love everything about you. You show up on time. You're a hard worker. Mm-hmm. I want to grow this company and have multiple crews. And I think you're an individual that can run one of those crews. And maybe we can do a little bit of profit share, rev share, something like that, to where you're taking ownership of your own crew. You're hiring, you're firing. You determine who's on your crew, not me.
Right. And eventually when there's 4, 5, 10 crews, maybe you're overseeing all of them and you are creating crew leaders there and you're making even more with me, man.
But share the vision.
Yeah, give them some ownership in it, right? You know? Even if it's not like physical ownership, like let them take ownership of it, you know, maybe work out profit sharing.
Of that role, ownership of the role, right? Like don't come in and say, oh yeah, you're running this, but then when you say you're running this, come in and say, well, you can't do it like that. You know, let them run the business. Coach them, guide them through the process, right? But ultimately, a coach is still on the sidelines, maybe yelling a few things out onto the court, right?
Yeah.
Their players are the ones out there playing, making the moves. And you got to allow them to move freely. They're the athlete. Let them do what they do. But then also, you know, throw in a play every so often. That's what you should be doing as an owner of the business. When you hand over control of the business, let them do what they're there to do with a little bit of guidance, but you're over here on the sideline. Don't run into the game and take the ball from them and say, no, that's not how we're doing it. You just don't see that happen in games. And it's the same in business. Don't run in there and stop them from doing their thing. Don't stop them from even making mistakes.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things to do. It's
very difficult.
It's just like when you're raising your kids and you're just like, you just don't want them to make those mistakes that you know they're about to make. But at the end of the day, like, man, some of the best advice we ever got was like, man, don't fix it for them. Just when they come to you like, hey, I need your help. Man, I've helped bring you this far. I trust you. Whatever you're going to decide, that you're going to make the right decision. I trust you that you're going to figure it out. Okay. So, dude, I got your back, but whatever you're about to decide, I trust.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like that puts a huge weight on them, but it also, like they say, pressure, you know, forges diamonds, right? Yeah. But at the same time, like, they're gonna actually feel very validated in that as well, even if though they feel like nervous about it, right? They feel validated, like, man, you really trust me to make this decision. This is a big decision, right?
And it helps them take more ownership in their role. It might be
the wrong decision, but now they're that much
smarter. They're not going to make that same mistake again.
Exactly.
But also, you're giving them the power to have the ownership of making daily decisions, which is something that will feel good to them. You have given them your trust. Right. Coulter would come into my office. Hey, man, I just want to bump this off you, whatever. And it was just like,
you got this.
What is it? You know, and he'd say what it is. And well, how would you handle that?
Exactly.
And then this is what my thoughts were. And I'm like, that's exactly how I would have handled it, dude. Like, it's not necessarily, I think that they're actually fearful as well of screwing up and they don't want to let you down as one of the owners or leaders. So they're just covering their ass. Like, you just gave them all this trust and, you know, the ability to make decisions. And the last thing they want to do is stomp all over that by making terrible decisions.
Exactly.
So in some cases early on, they're going to come to you very frequently.
Yeah.
And it's up to you not to solve their problems, but to help them solve their own problems.
Exactly.
Right. That's ask them what they would be doing if it was just them. I said, look, I didn't ever have anybody just to run an idea. You know, sometimes you just got to go and make a decision and live with whatever the result is.
Right.
That's just
there's
business.
No right or wrong choice. You just got to make one.
But after 2 or 3 times of doing that, I'm just like, bro, every single time you tell me exactly what you would do, that's exactly the advice that I would give you to do anyways.
Yeah.
So start trusting yourself to make those decisions. You don't need to come to me anymore because you have the mind. Yeah. I'm watching it happen. Right. And in some cases, they just people in general, if they've never had a leadership type role, they're always second guessing themselves, whether it's the imposter syndrome. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Sometimes people see things in others than more so than they see in themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, you'll do great. Just go do it. And then they kind of doubt themselves. Right. So at the beginning, when there's handoffs and leadership changes, they might be coming to you, but empower them to be able to make those decisions and guide them. And then eventually say, you got it.
Yeah.
Like, it, start making these decisions without coming to me anymore, because I trust you.
It is hard to do too, because since you have been the leaders for so long, you kind of get adapted to that role. It becomes your identity, right? So it's really hard for you to not go in there and rescue it, or say, no, it needs to be done this way or that way, or I would do it this way, and trust me, this is the best way. And so it does take you, as the developing leader that's getting to these points in your business, to be like, man, I got to get my ego in check. And even if it is opposite what I would do, like, maybe it is the right decision. Maybe I am wrong, or maybe they've been doing this for a little while. Maybe they see something I don't see, you know? And so, you know, it's really hard, because sometimes you might see that it is a train that's just heading for the freaking, you know, tracks, the broken tracks and move off the cliff, right? So maybe you do got to step in, but it's really hard to mainly get that ego in check and be like, yo, I do got to step back and let them make this decision and not try and take over, you know? So I think that's something that you got to think about as a leader as well, because that is part of it. I know I felt that. I felt that when I was going through that. I was like, man, you know, like, I caught myself a lot of times doing that. Like, oh, well, you need to do it this way, or you need to do it that way. And it's like, finally, you know, until we started getting that advice, I was like,
start stepping back. Like, give them ownership of the ability to make decisions. In some cases, you have to tell them, like, now is the time for you to start. You've consulted with me now for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now go run it.
Right.
You know, and there's even been situations where, like, oh, I don't really agree with it, but I don't know for certain that it will or won't work. So let's test
it. And they do.
And I'm okay wasting $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or whatever, because let's exhaust all options. That's really what it comes down to.
Right.
In order to do that, you've got to be willing to take a step backwards, right? Mm-hmm. We met a young guy we met him previous at the Million Dollar Mastermind, Arnold. And this individual is so committed to becoming successful that he signed up for Apex, but they have the Fly-In Fridays where they meet and stuff. And his previous job said, we won't allow you to take that time off.
Right.
So he quit.
Yeah.
Because he's that committed to where he's trying to go. So he's willing to take a step backwards.
Right.
Right. And it doesn't matter when you first invest money into a business, whether it's $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, that's less money than what you started with.
Mm-hmm.
So already day one, you took a step backwards by starting to spend money, and look where it got you.
Right.
It got you to wherever you're at right now, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, to $500,000 a year, whatever your income is. But when's the last time that you did that?
Right.
You did it early on to get you to a certain spot, and you're probably bottlenecked because you're done taking a step backwards. You're done making sacrifices. If we buy that apartment complex, 29-unit apartment, and we give up our money, our bank account flat out says we're worth less.
Right.
In that moment. But the idea is, it's okay to be worth less today, because I'll be worth way more in 10 years.
Exactly. It takes 5 years just on rents to get our money back, but now we've got an asset. We've got a positive cash flow.
In five years, 100% of it pays itself back, and then it's 100% profit.
Yeah.
Am I okay making less today to make more in 5 years? Without a doubt.
Right.
So it's the same concept, whether it's, you know, again, expanding your office, expanding into a new state, whether it's expanding by just hiring more people, hiring an assistant, hiring that next leader, or bringing somebody that's in your company, parking them next to you for the next 3 to 6 months, teaching them everything that you do on a week-to-week basis so that you could slowly dip out. The fact is more people are imprisoned to their business than not.
Absolutely.
90-95% of entrepreneurs are stuck in their business. And look, that's pretty normal for the first 10 years or whatever it is. But eventually you have to even work yourself out of the day-to-day operations.
Right.
And some of you guys have been in business 10, 15, 20 years that listen to this podcast, and you're still doing the same shit you did 5 or 10 years ago.
You're at a ceiling.
And you go home every single night bitching about that day's work.
Mm-hmm. And you're at a ceiling, and then you're listening to podcasts because you're like, man, I got to figure out a breakthrough.
Here's your fucking sign.
A big part of it is just like getting strategic with it. Don't get forced into these step backs because of things outside your control that happen to you because you won't take step back strategically, right? Like, start thinking about a little bit down the road. Like, be a future thinker and think, man, if I'm going to get to here, what do I got to do right now? You know, how can I strategically step back and promote these people instead of getting forced, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you get forced, you're not figuring it out, because now you're in more problems coming at you left and right, and you're just like, you're not being strategic about that step back because you're getting forced.
Well, you need to ask yourself this question right now. what I'm doing today, is that something I want to still be doing in 3 to 5 years?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
And if you absolutely love it and everything's great, fine and dandy, you love lots of stress and lots of pressure and that's just your thing, eat it up. You right. know, cool, that go for it. But for us, we're envisioning ourselves in 3 to 5 years being able to have a lot more freedom, more mm-hmm. time with our family, more money coming right. in with a little bit less effort, a little bit less stress. And if we have 5 leaders in our company and it's just not 2 of us, that stress is spread dispersed. Out.
Right.
It's spread out between 5 people rather than just 2 people, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody has their little areas where they need to focus and make sure everything's good in their departments, mm-hmm. right? And so as long as they focus on their department, what they need to do, everything will be great, right? But for us, we're looking into the future and what we want, and we're starting to make decisions now because we know it takes time.
Right.
Right. And so if all you're doing is just kind of going through the motions, doing the day-to-day thing, even the moment that you get completely burnt out and fed up with what you're doing, you're still going to have another year or two in your business.
Right.
Because there's a transition period of developing leaders, trusting people, mm-hmm. giving up control of this just one little thing and see how they do.
Right.
Cool. They ate it up and it was nothing to them. Let's give them a little more, a little more, a little more. Right. And so I think that's what you really need to understand, people, is you guys have to take a look at, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. If you absolutely love what you're doing, continue doing what you're doing. But again, still be willing to take a step backwards. If you really love what you do and you love your business, then you're willing right. to do that. But
Look at the tools too that are going to take you to the next level as well. They're going to require, you know, you stepping back financially. I mean, look at this, like we're talking about buying an airplane very yeah. seriously right now.
Yeah.
We're visualizing it. We know it's going to yeah. happen. And really what it is it's not to go buy an airplane just to flash on the gram, right? Like we'll post a few things up.
Fucking A.
And it's exciting, right? Yeah. Like taking these step backs can be fun too, guys, yeah. right? Like, but if we buy this airplane, you know, whatever it is, we're looking at Pilatus or Cirrus's, Bonanzas. Just kidding.
On just the not the veto. No, dude, just I talked to my flight. My flight. My
instructor, says
he says they're amazing.
Okay.
He loves them.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, that's like a freaking Cadillac of the sky is what he said.
Oh, heck yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
sounds cool to me.
Make sure we don't get the
all you had to do is say Cadillac.
We'll go test drive. So.
You know,
right?
Yeah, test fly them.
But honestly, what this is it's a tool, guys. I mean, we want to be fulfilled in our life, in our business, right? Like we want more time back from our family. Right now, when we got to fly commercial and we go to an event, maybe it's even just a 1-day event. We're really there 3 days. Travel a whole day there, stay a night, travel a whole day back. That's 3 days away from our families, mm-hmm. right? It's 3 days away from the office, right? So this is like, okay, well, we're looking down the road like, okay, well, a huge tool for us would be at this point, an airplane. It's going to get our foot in the door machine. With more people.
Yeah.
We can do trips in 1 day, yep. be back with our families.
That
we
night.
Just create a huge win. But yeah, it's going to take a pay cut in order to get it.
But guess what?
That's going to be an ongoing expense of our business.
Yep.
But it's not going to offset the travel costs that we have right now. Right now,
no.
it's going to be about half, right? So we're like, okay, now we're giving up more money to leaders, more money to a cost of an airplane, but more time.
But what is
more
it going to do?
Freedom. More time with our families.
More opportunities for us to get in front of the right people
yep.
and get more. The idea is eventually, guys and gals, I better say gals. I mean, I got to be fucking politically correct. When I say guys, I mean a group of fucking people, just like I did on that Instagram post that one time about that lady.
Most people know. If they're following us,
yeah,
they know.
You should know. Fucking bear with us. We're not the smartest cookies, but, and we never mean anything disrespectful, but
no, women.
The idea is, you, as the owner of the business, should be driving business into the business.
Right.
Not doing all the business when the business comes in the front door.
Yeah.
Right? That's really the idea. You again, work yourself out of it to where you're like, yo, I own Easier Accounting. You should work with us over here. And then you have your leaders inside where you're just pushing the business in the front door.
Right.
And then it gets handled because it's getting tossed to the exact department that it needs to get tossed
right.
to. There's a leader of that department that ultimately then speaks to the individuals that mm-hmm. work underneath them. Hey, this is what needs to be done here. Da, 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 da. But we can't continue to grow at a pace that we want to grow if we're, who knows about us when we're in our office? Nobody
right.
knows about us unless we just do a podcast or whatever, but we need to be out in the world. We need to be shaking hands
right.
and kissing fucking babies,
right.
doing some PR shit, right? Like that's really where
right.
we can bring the most value to the company with where we're at
absolutely.
Right now in our life. We need to be shaking high achievers' hands that can do something for us and
mm-hmm.
something that we can do for them. You know, we have a platform. We can bring them on a podcast, help them give attention to their business.
Right.
And then they can send us business. You know, it's
absolutely.
It's about trying to figure out a way to serve them and then have them serve us and make it a beneficial situation for all parties
Maybe
involved.
Maybe that's a step back they need to make in their business right now. Maybe you need to start creating your own platform. In order to do that, you've got to get out of those duties. I mean, back to the tree trimming business. If you're Ron that owns the tree trimming business and you're just up in the trees with your crew every day and you reach capacity and you're like, oh man, I'm taking away, you know, I can't take on any more business. And people are like, they're going to tell you like, oh, that's a good problem to have. You're having to turn away business. You're so busy. But is that really a good problem to have? Right? Like maybe,
that's
you
a
know,
problem that you
get the hell out
because,
of that tree
yeah.
and start getting down, giving other people that opportunity so that you can maybe go out in community, build more of a platform, you know, get more well-known, drive more business to multiple crews. And that's kind of the concept, you know?
Well, it's just, again, this episode is anybody that's really trying to expand and grow their business or take something to the next level. Right. It doesn't matter what that next level it is. It could be going from a half a million to a million. It could be a million to 5 million, 10 million to 20 million, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're at the point where the next target is $20 million. That's what we want to generate in revenue. That's, or I guess the next benchmark, right? Of what we think we can do and what the plan is in order to be able to make that happen. It's like, well, if we're here every single day, just doing the same thing over, that's not going to happen. Cool. Let's put leaders in place. Let's back up. Let's be out in the world. Let's get to know more people. Secondly, how else can we do this? Well, if we have a plane, we can fly around at a moment's notice. Yo, yeah, we can meet tomorrow for dinner, you know, or even tonight if we're texting somebody in the morning.
Right.
You know, hey, I could probably meet. Cool, we'll be there. Right. We'll be there at 5.
Yeah.
You know, we have the ability to do things that other people can't do because we've taken a step back so many fucking times
over
the last decade.
Right.
You know, remember when I changed the model from 2,500 up front to financing?
Right.
And I had to pitch you guys
that was
on
a huge
it.
Step back.
I had to pitch you guys on it. I'm like, look, guys, we're not gonna give.
And, we're not gonna and get I paid wanna, for like
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell
legit
you
didn't
that.
Get paid off
it's
that
my
one
idea,
for
and I'm like, yo, we ain't getting paid for 6 months at least on this idea. But here's why I think it's so cool, because in a year or two, it's going to create so much consistency with residuals. No matter how many sales we put up a week, we're still making the same amount of money because we're billing X per month.
Right.
If in actuality, we're more profitable when sales dip 1 month because we're still billing, but we're paying less commissions. So it's like, I'm trying to figure out how to make it one easier for the sales rep to sell. Let's finance it and let's finance it in-house. We'll hold the note to it and they just pay us a monthly fee. So, you know, this was a situation where I had this idea and I had to pitch Kel and our other partner on it, like, is this something that you guys are open to? And I even flat out said, like, if necessary and we run out of money in the business bank account, I'll fund it with $50,000 myself because that's how much I believe in. I don't know if you remember me saying that. But
that is a little while ago.
Yeah, Jeremy. I know Jeremy does because I had a conversation with him. There was $5,000 left in the account and I was fucking sweating that I said that. You know, and I was like, yo, I said, I think I'm going to have to go put money in the account. Like after 6 months, I was like, it was just, there was nothing,
yeah,
you know, and it was like nerve wracking as hell. And he's like, bro, we're getting, I saw what was settled in the merchant account. We're getting a big deposit.
Yeah.
He's like, just wait like one more week. I think we're kind of where we need to be. And then after payroll and all expenses, it was like $7,000 left. And I was like, oh, it's moving in the right direction rather than continuing to go down, right?
Yeah.
But these were sacrifices that we were willing to make for the greater good of the business and the greater good of our own future.
Right.
And that's really what you guys need to be thinking is if you're not thinking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years, then you don't even know what you should be doing today because you got to start changing that stuff today so that you can hit that target in 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 years.
Right.
And so your habits or your actions, things have to change if you have goals in 2 or 3 years that looks different than what your current situation is right now.
I can't tell you how many damn times we sat down and wrote this shit out too.
Yeah.
And every single time it required these taking a step back. Right. And so that's what I would really encourage people to, is, you know, like write it down, dude. That shit will become reality. Right. It's probably not going to happen ideally. Like anytime you write down a plan, you never hit it.
No.
Like
perfectly.
No. Right. But if you sit down,
there's
like
structure.
So many times we sat down, we're like mapping out the financing model, mapping out new models with the accounting company, how we're going to get leads business. All this stuff we're still doing it this day. We're mapping shit out all the time. So I really encourage people, and that's what I mean by this whole episode, is like, get strategic with it. Sit down, map it out, right? And then implement it.
Yeah, well, if you say, okay, this is where I want to be in 3 years, then you're just like, okay, what would I have to do to be there in 3 years?
Right.
If that's the spot that I want to land.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well, I don't have the right people right now, or enough people right now, or I need a bigger space. I need that, you know. If you know where you're trying to go, it makes what you should be doing right now a little bit more clear, or things that you should start working towards a little bit more clear. You'll understand right. how many people that you need in order to accomplish whatever that 3-year goal is. And you can say, well, I would need this type of, I need to add this type of a department. Well, how many people would need to be in that? I'm going to have to hire two here. And you start kind of mapping it out and having a visual, like
right.
this is what it's going to take for me to get there on that 3-year mark.
Right.
So the question is ask yourself where you want to be in the next 3 years within your business. If you want to keep doing the same thing, cool. Don't map shit out. Just keep doing your thing. But if there's something that you want to change, figure out where you want to be in 3 years.
You
want to
get unstuck.
And then kind of reverse engineer it a little bit.
Right.
Like, would I have to develop a leader within 3 years to take my role if I'm trying to take a step back with it? I'm good for another 2 or 3 years, but let's focus on developing a leader now.
Exactly.
So that I can hit that target when necessary.
Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes that leader doesn't work out. You have to get a new one. You have to start all the way over.
Yeah, it all sounds good in theory if everything worked out fucking perfectly. But guess what? Shit's going to get fucked up along the way. And that's why we tell you, like, don't get upset at a leader when they mess up.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Sometimes you're going to be like, oh, Jenny's perfect for this position. You're going to put a ton of energy into her to take over some of your roles. And Jenny doesn't work out, or she gets a better job opportunity and you can't match it and she leaves. Or maybe she just gets sour or negative and you have to get her out of the company for the culture or whatever it is. But that was a part of your plan that didn't work out. And so now you got to start over. But guess what? You got to start over.
That's just part of the process.
You can't just accept defeat, right?
Well, every single time we start ironing out like departments or roles and things like that, it's like then somebody leaves.
Right.
Like 100% of the time. Like it goes without saying. Jay's one of them. This motherfucker right here that's behind the camera recording. Yeah. He's moving to Salt Lake and him and his lady are bouncing. Guess what? His lady works for us too. And we finally got a system down in that department. And she's like, well, see you later. I'm out in a month. You know, well, fuck us, right? You know, but
hey, they got their own path to follow, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean,
and it might take two or three to get people coming in before it replaces them.
Dude, it is what it is. They have their goals, their dreams, their path, their 3-year goal of what they need to start doing today in order to hit those marks.
Right.
Like it is what it is. Like that's business. Like you're working with people and humans that all have their own goals, their own dreams. The idea is what can you do to eventually over a long enough period of time, have enough people that their goal
their
and dream
is
to work with you and become a leader in your business.
Buy into that long term.
And again, we've been at the game a long fucking time.
Some of these guys are like, man, you know, like maybe in 5-10 years, this thing sells for hundreds of millions of dollars and they get their piece and they go off to do their own thing, right? Yeah. Like some of them are committed to that. Like they know that their other thing is after this thing, but right now this is their thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like their dream is part of our dream.
Yeah.
So, and our dream's part of their dream, vice versa.
Exactly. So do that. Do it.
It's a good episode. There's a lot of good points in it.
It was short and sweet, just as we expected.
Right. Yeah, we haven't been doing this one
probably
too long.
40 minutes.
But at the end of the day, you know,
that's short to us.
I think the big overall picture is like, man, we all go through it. You're building a business. You're going to go through it. Every business reaches these ceilings, and it's because you're unaware of like strategically taking these step backs. Like, like sit down, map it out, like start thinking long term. What do you got to do to get there? And take those step backs strategically, right? Like when I take a step back right now, dude, if I give up 20, 30 grand a month of our income, I'm fine. As long as I can disperse what it was to these other leaders so that we can now go to the next level. It's going to come back and then some, right? We're going to create new opportunities. And so it's
I'll give up 20 or 30 right now for 2 or 3 years down the road to make an extra 50 to 100.
But, dude, if you're not strategic about it, sometimes that shit's going to force you into a step back and you're going to take a big pay cut and you don't really have a plan to get all that back and some, right? And I've been through that. 2010-11 was a huge part of that. Going through a divorce, doing stupid shit. I got forced into some step backs, totally unaware of it. I didn't have a plan. I was totally unaware, right? And so, man, I had to rebuild from freaking nothing. That's when we partnered up. That's when I lost my other partners, brought over. We started building accounting. We started building what now is the credit repair. It used to be the funding thing. Like we had to start completely over because I didn't have a strategy. I didn't have a plan to it. I wasn't taking a step back. I was being forced into one between divorces and bad business partners and, you know, them draining accounts. And like, I started running from shit instead of facing shit.
Well, I mean, what did we do with the funding company? when we changed it, we converted it,
right?
And then we took a step back because we didn't
pay
ourselves.
And we lost people in the process.
Transfer of leadership. Right. Guess what happens? You're going to lose some people.
Right.
So when you take a step back, they're not used to having somebody certain style their way. Mm-hmm. And again, they're screwing up and learning on the clock, meaning they're learning with your employees and they'll push some out the front door. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
But it's up to them at that point to rehire and train in their systems or their processes or whatever the situation is, to where the individual that gets hired on day one looks at them as the leader because that's all they've ever known. So this is stuff that we've gone through over and over and over and over. And this is something that we do over and over. And this is one of the reasons why we are where we are.
Right.
Right. Is because we do it so often. We're like, hey, let's take a step. Dude, let's make 10 grand less. Let's make 20 grand a month less. Let's, you know, and then let's chase this thing. Let's do that.
Right.
When we converted a funding company over to a credit repair company, we didn't touch money for a year and a half.
That's how it goes.
And we were like,
but we're strategic about it. It's not our only company. We're still getting paid here. Now we're taking step backs in this company because this company's paying us so we can go to another thing.
Yeah.
Right. It's like strategic. Right. Yeah. And I guess that's the whole moral of this whole thing, man, is like we truly are sharing this stuff with you guys because we don't want you to go through the forced ones that we went back through in 2010 and 11. We want you guys to learn now early so that you're getting strategic about it. You're starting to think down the road and like map out like what are the step backs I can take to get there, and so you don't get forced into some bullshit where you have to start over completely.
And if you're early on in business, I would figure out how to start delegating early because it's muscle memory, because if in 10 years – you want to start taking a step back.
Right.
It's muscle memory. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's not hard now to ego wise everything to give up a little control and things because you're like, okay, I've done this a few times.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So if you're early on in business, make that a part of who you are as an entrepreneur, that you're a little bit more trusting and that you hand over responsibilities and that you delegate. Because a lot of people hold on to as much as they possibly can. They don't delegate anything because they don't want anybody to fuck up something and ruin their business or create a complaint or a customer have issues with your business and it's your name all over it. That's, again, this is all part of the process.
Yeah.
This is part of there's no perfect business. It's just, it doesn't work like that. So do it early on because let's be real. Can you leave your business for 2 or 3 weeks and have it still operate? That's really the question. And if the answer is no, then you haven't delegated enough.
Right
now, if we needed to be gone for 2 or 3 weeks, we can be gone and everything will be fine. Right.
And if you're not there yet, start planning it out to get there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea, right? Is so that you don't get stuck in 8 years or 10 years and then you're having to overcome this issue of having to hold on to everything and then you're having to figure out how to delegate and it's fucking painful because you've trained your brain to hold on to everything for 8 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. So try to do it earlier on in the process. That's a mistake that we've made early on in the process. And as we've matured as entrepreneurs, we've got better with it and we're still getting better with it. So these are struggles that we deal with too, people.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times we did it not really knowing we were doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, I wish we would have known and had more of a plan around it.
We wish that was really strategic. I mean, it kind of was like, hey, we talked about it. Hey, look, we're not going to get paid for 6 months. Are we willing to do this for the greater good? Yeah. But we didn't have the mindset of like, where can we take a step back in order to make us grow in 1 or 2 or 3 years? It was just like, we just wanted to figure out a way to make more money. And every single time that we would map it out, it involved us like taking a pay cut or taking a step backwards or, you know, something. Right. And so stepping back in business is one of the greatest things that you could ever do, as long as you're doing it strategically with a purpose in mind and you have a target and you have a goal. And there's a reason you're stepping back, because you're trying to get here. Mm-hmm. Right. And so don't underestimate the power of taking a step back, whether it is delegating or control or a little bit less money for more money later. Right.
This is all
what we did on day one when we started a business. We went into it with a little bit less money than we had the day before on the day we started it, because we had to invest that money. But then it also got you to where you're at today.
Right.
So don't let that lesson, you know, disappear. Right. Or, you know, get lost because it was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that you took a step back and now you're making okay money and you're okay just showing up day to day. Quit being okay with okay and start mapping out what it would take for your company to be a great company, an exceptional company, a profitable company, a company that creates opportunities for other people and, you know, have the ability for everybody in your ecosystem to win. So
It's good.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. If you guys didn't get it after all that, then.
I think we could have repeated ourselves about four or five times, but
we can keep beating this horse if you guys want it. We can come up with some more.
Beat the shit out of it, dude. Anyways, you got to take a step back in your shit to take a step forward. Did I mention that yet? You know, so anyways, guys, we appreciate you. We hope these podcasts are helping. We get some messages that are pretty encouraging from time to time about, you know, how much it's helping them with their mindset in their personal life, in their business life. And it means a lot to us.
Yeah,
so
it means the world.
Continue to leave the reviews. Make sure that you click the button that says 5 stars. You know, that does help. And if you guys have any questions, reach out to us. Send us a message. As you guys know, we answer our own DMs. Mm-hmm. So Kel's on 1 week. I'm on 1 week. Some of y'all think that I'm just on it all the time now. Like, I'm guessing this is Trevor. I'm like, no, y'all get used to it. Maybe you
sometimes
have to,
I just let him think. I'm man, like, flying was great today.
Yeah, thanks, bro. The air was crisp out there. And I come in, I'm like, bro, it was bumpy as hell. What are you talking about? You know, so yeah, we alternate weeks, but we definitely make sure that we keep that as a priority to communicate with you guys and try to get back to you as soon as we can and answer your questions. So we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, keep kicking ass.